Here we go, guys. What do you want from me? I'm just doing the... Okay, we are... Oh, you need this? We're in the Rambam Hilchas Maser, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, Chapter 7, Law 5. We're going to talk about more of this wheeling and dealing with the Kohens and the Levites over here. Okay, carefully now. Hamal ve ma'os es ha-Kohen ves ha-Levi es ha-Oni. Person lends money either to a Kohen or to a Levi or to a poor person. And the way he's going to get paid back is they don't got no money. It says, Leos mafrish al osan hamoos mechelko. So what will happen is when he separates either truma or miser or maser oni, the lender,
yeah.
He's got the land. He lent $100 to a coin, $100 to a lady, $100 to a poor man. Mm-hmm. How is he going to collect? He makes up, he says, listen, I'll collect. That when I'm going to separate truma, I'm going to keep the truma. That's that, and that's where you're going to pay me back. Of course, I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to sell it, but I'm going to get the money.
You have to give it to him and have it come back.
Well, that's the next halacha is going to get into the details. Okay, but he says I'm doing it and I'm going to separate on that money that you owe me from the mechel kun, from their portion. Now. The question is like this. Here's the, so you can do that, but there's a number of issues we have to deal with. Number one, this will only work. So this really, in a certain way, it's like a mechira. It's like a sale, so to speak. It's not so much a loan. How is it different than a loan?
It's a pre-sale.
A loan is I lend you $100 and you're supposed to pay me back $100. Mm-hmm. Here, it's not really. I have no expectation of getting $100 from you at all. You ain't got the money. So what am I getting? I'm getting fruits.
Produce.
So it's like I'm selling you produce now for later.
Yeah, it's a futures contract.
That's what effectively
I'm advancing you.
It's effectively a purchase as opposed to a loan. Now you're going to see this is going to be halacha hey, vav, and zion.
It's
this
like
whole
the iPhones.
This whole topic.
No, it's just like a futures contract. You forward sell.
Okay.
Pig rinds.
Okay, but we're doing it because the guy is poor, though. The guy needs the money, and you're giving him. Now, here's the issue. So now you've met the guy. Let's say you dealt with him 6 months ago. 6 months ago. Let's say the harvest time. Let's say you're going to give trumas and mices around Shavuos time. That's usually the time you're doing it. That's when they're around Shavuos time. It's when you're harvesting. You lent him the money Hanukkah time. All right? So it's like good 6 months, right? Okay, the guy comes to Hanukkah time, I don't have money. Yo. Okay, listen, but how are you going to pay back? Well, no problem. When it's come time to your harvest, you'll take the truma for me and the money that's worth. And we'll see how much it is. If it covers it all, not if it covers half, then I guess next year's truma will pay it off, right? Now, there's a few issues. Each halacha is going through another issue. Now, that's all good and well. If when you come to the... Now, you may not see this kohen again. Because this could be a meshulach, you know. You have meshulachim. They come. You can imagine what meshulachim do now. Imagine what they did in those days. Imagine if you're a kohen, a levi, or a poor man.
And you're
a meshulach. This is the deals you'd swing. You'd say, let's say the oni. He says, well, you know, when you're going to harvest, you have to leave. Leket, shikha, peya, all that stuff. So now, you can take my chelek. You know, and you're never going to see that oni again. Not going to see him again. Now, what possible problem can there exist? What happened if the kohen dies?
Oh no!
If the kohen dies,
he can't get a
at that point. I can't take for the kohen. You can't take
no
a dead
truma.
Man's truma.
His estate
only.
Sounds like a movie.
No, just hold on, right? Let's just wait one thing at a time. And if the levi dies, the
same
poor
thing.
Man doesn't have to die. Poor man can't get rich.
Right.
Poor man can get rich, and then he's not a leader. Now the question is:
the crop is wiped out.
That's another issue we'll have to get to. Another issue. There's a lot of issues. There's so many issues in these three halachas. I don't think we're going to. The way they see the questions, we're not going to get past these three halachas. I hope we can do these three halachas. Anyway, so the first issue is: can you just assume that the kohen's alive and take the truma, and assume the levi's alive, and assume the yoni has not become rich? So the Rambam says, "Mafri shaleim, you may separate from them becheskas with the chazaka shehein kayamim, that they're alive ve'ein achoshesh, and you need not concern yourself shema meisu akoin, maybe the coin died or a Levi or the Levi. Now, if they do die, you would still be able to take, but only with the permission of his inheritors.
What?
With the permission of the inheritors. Because you didn't make the deal with the inheritors. You'd have to make with them, right? It's not a debt. Remember, you have to keep remembering, this is not looked as a debt. It's more looked at as a quasi-sale than as a debt. Because debts have all different halachas over here. If a guy dies, doesn't pay the debt, so do the kids have to pay the debt?
No.
Generally speaking, no.
Why would they agree?
They don't, well, it was
agree?
A sale.
The inheritors.
It was it was a sale. That's a different thing.
To be honest, it's to be upright.
It's a sale. Your dad took the thing. He's going
to
be a thief. He's going to be a thief. A thief is one thing. A thief is one.
Say, no way, we're not doing
okay, anyway.
Upstairs.
Okay. And also... Oh, Hesher, or we don't assume that the poor guy became rich, because they say rich wealth is not a common thing. We only worry about common things.
A poor guy
getting rich is not a common
thing.
They
didn't have water.
We're not chayshes for things that are not common.
You'll marry up.
So that's number one. So the basic halacha is you can do this, you can take, you don't have to worry. But now, as Paul asked, but how do you exactly do it? Let's do the technical part. You just can't now. It's now Shavuos time. You go in the field. Go da 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 da. You harvest a hundred bushels of wheat, and let's assume for the sake of argument, you lent a Kohen, you lent the Levi, and you lent the poor people.
That's all yours.
So you say, listen, I'm just going to take the whole thing. Wait a minute. Doesn't there have to be at least a hafrushas truma? Yeah, don't you have to separate truma? There's a mitzvah to separate truma. You can't just take it.
Yeah.
It's teva. It's
going to
be teva, right? So then exactly how do you separate it? Separate it requires giving to a coin.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do?
Hold on.
So let's look in halacha vav. It's not so simple. It's not just separating. You've got to give it to somebody too. You can't just separate.
But
you just can't. I'm asking you a question. Forget about all these cases. Can you just take truma, separate it, and never give it to a kohen?
No.
No, but you can eat right away once you separate it.
You can eat, but that truma has not gone to the places.
Right.
But we're worrying about the truma now.
Yeah.
You can't just eat that truma. What are you going to do? You're going to separate
truma?
Then what are you going to do? How do you end up eating that? At the end of the day, you're not going to eat it. You're going to sell it. How do you end up selling it? It's not yours. It's the coins. You make a deal. Great, you made a deal. But it's not. You haven't given it to him yet. You can only like this. Here, I give it to you, and then you give it back.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a poor guy, right? Who knows where the guy is?
Who's
I don't know
going?
Where he is. That's what we can assume
here.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
And the only guy who I'm giving it only to. Let's look at the technical part. What's exactly happening? I'm giving the truma to the poor Kohen. Just logistically, mechanically, I'm giving to the coin, and the coin's giving it to me. But I didn't give it to the coin yet, so what am I going
to
do? So Rambam's going to explain it. No.
Star,
so, look in Vav. Ketzad mefrafrisam. So how do you really separate from, how do you do the myths of giving it? You can separate it, but you didn't give it to him yet. Simple. Mafrish true meiser, regional meiser, you separate all these, miperosa from his fruits.
Cool.
Now you get a third guy to come along to be a shliach for the Kohen Levi or the poor guy. Umezak meodeacher. You have someone else take it for the Kohen and take it for the Levi.
Does it need to be a Kohen or a Levi?
No, he's just a shliach. You just create a shliach. Okay, Chaim Yag, I want you to be the shliach for the Kohen, take it for him. Now, certainly, it's the coin would want you to do that because the coin wants to pay back the debt. It's not like, well, I need permission from him to do it. We already made the deal, but we have to go through the actual giving. So we assign that guy to be the shaliach of the coin. I go here. And you take a guy.
You take,
let's say, your hired hand. I don't need to find the coin. We made the deal already. The coin already agreed.
He's acting on his behalf.
So I take my hired hand. You be the shliach of the coin. Here you have it. Now you got it. Good. Now give it to me.
You have
your hired hand. Give it back to me. And that's all. Umezav de'achar lo coin for that coin or the levy. Oh, ha'anishim or the poor man that you lent it to, and then he gives it back.
So when they made the deal, the coin said you'll be the shliach.
Yeah, that's the little details working out now. The coin says, please, lend me the money. How are you going to pay? I have no money to pay back. Oh, I have a great idea. I'm entitled to truma, so I'll let you have the truma. So that's in principle. But now we have to work out the deal. So I said, well, wait, how's that going to happen exactly? Well, this is how it's going to happen. You're going to take your hired hand. I now am telling you that he can be my shliach.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yes, you have to make that up in advance.
You
have to know about love.
He
says, I'm going to allow your hired hand to be the shliach. He'll be my shliach. And then you'll give it to him, and he'll give it back to you, and then we're fine.
I thought only the coin could eat the truma.
He's not. I'm going to sell it.
He's
going to sell it.
If he gives it back to me, what good is it to me?
I sell it to a Kohen, and I get money for it.
There's a market for truma shopping.
Right? I can sell it to a Kohen. A Kohen can give me his truma. As long as I don't make it tameh, I could sell it to another Kohen. It's not a problem.
Is there a limit to how many years? Can I sell 4 to 10
Well, it depends how much it's going to he'll finally pay him off. Could be 4 or 5 years to pay him off. Right?
Is it even necessary that the court has to agree to the whole thing about the shaliach?
Of course.
Don't we say, don't we say that if you use something on somebody's behalf,
40 years
of my it's understood?
Good for you.
You don't even have to go through all that?
It's good for you.
Well, we could debate that point. Maybe if we assume he wants him, right. I don't know if that's zocht and lotem shel b'funav, but it's not that hard just to make up. Listen, if he's giving him the money, so this let's work out all the fine details right now. Okay, how am I going to give it to him? Well,
I mean, if the worker disappears,
whatever. These are details. Let's not worry about the details. Now, next point. Now, let's take it a step further. Now, what if let's assume. We're going to create a nuisance. This was a one-off. It's a coin. You didn't even know the coin. And the coin wants to borrow it. But what if you have a regular coin? For the last 10 years, this coin has been coming to you every year. And that's the guy you give it to. And after a number of years, the other coins, they give up hope. If you got your coin, first year coin knocks on the door. Hey, would you like to give me your coin? Sorry, I give it to Mr. Friedlander, Dr. Friedlander, every year. I've been giving it for the last 25 years. Oh, forget it. I'm not going
to
ask you.
Or I give it to my son-in-law.
Word spreads out. Everybody gives up hope, right? At that point, it's almost as good as if it's been given already in advance. Like next year, we have any questions?
No.
What's going to happen next year? So let's say it was a regular coin. Every year you gave it, and everybody knows they give up. And this particular year, the coin, after 10 years, you give him the truma, say, I'm really short on cash. Can you lend me some money? So the guy says, okay, I'll lend you the money, but just let me keep the truma. So it's not a problem. Okay, now what's the difference in the first case? Because it's happening all these times already. So look, the Rambam says, if the Kohen or the Levi or the poor man were always accustomed to be there, for who rural gil shalol yitin, and he was accustomed to only giving to them, you don't have to have somebody else pick it up for him, since he only gives to them, it's as if it's already given. Normally, well, which coin are you going to give it to? Well, we'll only know when you give it to the guy. But if you've been giving it for all these years, it's as if it's been given already.
Makes it easier.
That's right. That's a big chiddush because you didn't actually separate it. But that chazak of years and years of always giving to him, it's as if you gave it to him.
Separate it,
but he doesn't have to give it. You don't have to, because it's as if it was given. Once I separate, everybody knows it's going to this guy. So you separate it, and then you go and sell to somebody else.
Was that like 5 years, 2 years?
Whatever it is to pay it off.
How long do you have to be giving to that cohort?
I don't know what ragil means. I would imagine 3 times a chazaka, imagine.
Okay. So isn't there a problem from the other aspect in that this Kohen is expecting this grain every year, and if suddenly you switch and you give it to a poor guy and you switch guys,
this is the same guy.
No, I'm just saying it's a different guy.
Well, then that was the first halacha.
Yeah. You switched.
I understand. There's a different. Now a poor man comes. You decide to give him a brand new guy. Can we go back to the first halach? You have to have another guy take it for him.
Okay, so we don't owe the Kohen that we've been giving it to every year.
I can always change my mind. Say, I'm not your friend anymore. Get out of my life.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Ouch. And the chazaka doesn't mean anything.
I'm sorry.
That's a bit harsh.
I'm sorry. You weren't nice to me. You didn't say thank you last year. I didn't get a thank you note from you. And just get out.
I've been getting the grain for 10 years. My family.
Too bad. Go take a hike. You voted Democratic this year.
Oh, boy.
You voted for her. That's it. Oh. I'm never going to give you
that woman.
Oh, why would you take the Republican?
Okay. Anyway, Let's move on now. Now, the Acher Shemafrish. Now, after you took off for the first year and you took it for yourself, whichever legal way is possible, Mechashiv, you calculate. You got to calculate. We're still not done yet. You can't just take. The guy owes you $500. You lent him $500. You've got to evaluate how much is this truma worth. You've got to make a real financial. Now, I know you're going to ask, how do you evaluate it? That's the next halacha. I'll have to know how we evaluate it. But just let's evaluate it. So after you separate, you have to evaluate kama shava zeshehifrish, how much it's worth. Umenake mina milva. And now you deduct it from the price of the loan. Because if you don't, then it's like you're stealing. And it may even be considered ribis, for all we know, because you're taking it and you're not reducing the loan. Mm-hmm. You've got to make some type of, with a pen or something or verbal, say, okay, you owe me $500. I'm hereby taking off $200. The loan has been reduced by $300. All right? If you don't do that, then what have you effectively done? You just took. You stole from a... Either you stole from a coin or that's the interest and you still owe me $500 and this was the interest. Either way, it's not good. But you're supposed to deduct. Okay, you owe me $500. I got $200. Now you only owe me $300. That's good. And you keep doing that every year until the entire debt is paid off. And now what do you do with the truma you're keeping for yourself? Now he can sell that truma to any kohen that he wants. He can't eat that truma. He sells it at the reduced price. And now he can eat the meiser, which means that's mutter for a zor. So let's say, theoretically, he gave tzedakah, he lent money to a kohen and a levi.
Right.
So now what does he do? He tells them in advance, I'm going to have somebody be mezakit for you, and I'm going to give it to my hired hand, the truma, and the miser. I'm going to say now $200 is deducted from the loan to the kohen, $200 deducted, or what's going to be obviously more, five times, $1,000, so 10% versus 2%. $1,000 knocked off the levy's loan. And now I take the truma and sell to somebody else. And the meiser I can eat because you were allowed to eat meiser.
Yeah.
Anybody can eat meiser and that's fine. Very good.
Can I ask a question?
Surely you can ask a question.
Can we discount the note in a sense? Can the Cohen go and say, look, normally you would give me $500 for 5 years worth of crops, but I'm really desperate. Just give me $250. You keep the whole thing, and, you know, I only want, I'm owed $500, but I'm going to discount it down to $250.
Why would the owner discount?
Because you're giving me incentive to
I'm giving you $500. I want $500 back.
But I'm saying,
why would
it's
I take
zip.
Less?
You can take $500 worth of truma,
but I only want $250.
But just give me $250 now because I need it today, and I'm desperate. So rather, the guy says to me, "Look, I'll give you $100."
That's for sure, ribis.
That is.
Well, it's a discounted note.
No, you're saying, "Lend me $250, and I'll pay you back $500."
Right. I'll pay you back double.
That is what it is, basically.
Now, but we have to deal with these issues, and Halacha Zion, it does creep in. These issues do creep in.
Because
now, we have to figure what's it worth. Now, when you're going to figure now what's it worth, you got to figure there's the wholesale rate and the retail rate. And if it's the wholesale rate, that means it's cheaper and there's more, you're getting more than what was had you borrowed it 7 months ago. And that means you're going to get ribis out of that because you're going to end up getting more. When the guy borrowed the $500, you would have that norm. Remember, this is a sale. Well, that's why we have to talk about it as a sale, but it's stickle like a loan. We have to worry. It's a little bit of both. If I borrow $500, well, when I borrowed it, you get this amount of crap for $500. But in later on, you get that amount for $500. That doesn't look good, right? So here's the point. Let me explain it clearer. So normally, when it's a normal loan, when it's a real loan, you got to be really careful how you pay back. You can't pay it back in a way where you're getting a lot more back. I could lend you $500, and I ain't got the cash. I'm going to take your crops. Now you got to take it at the retail price and not the wholesale price. Because the wholesale price means you're going to get more, and that's going to be ribbis. Can't do that. Very technical. I don't want to go into the details. But the bottom line, since this actually is not a loan, because what are we saying it is? It's
sale.
A quasi-sale. So now you're allowed, since it is considered like a sale, we will allow you to take even the discounted price. Because it's just
it
like
a market price.
It's just like he paid for it in advance. He saw he bought it early.
Yeah, and the season's changed.
He's willing to pay a premium for that. That's already different. That's what he's saying.
Price at the beginning of the season, the end of the season are different.
Right. So, but he wants to get it now. So he's buying it from you now. He's getting the money now. He's paying for it now.
Yeah.
And will sell. It's really, no, he's really, if you look at it, the Kohen is selling you the crops.
Yeah.
Right?
He's doing a
pre-sale. He's selling you the crops. So I'm buying it. It's a pre-sale.
That's
it. A pre-sale is okay. That's not a loan.
That's it.
If it's a loan, you can't get extra money. But since it's considered like a pre-sale, so therefore you don't have to worry about ribbis in this situation.
So
all right?
This is really, like Howard was saying, this is futures. You're selling futures.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So this is okay. So that's what he says in Zion. Kishu mechashiv mashovim hapershiv. When he's calculating how much of the crops were, you can calculate the cheaper amount, meaning the wholesale amount, okay, and get more crops. And it probably is cheaper at this time anyway, because it's really the harvest. Like, it's a lot harder to cost more
supply
in Hanukkah time. There ain't that much around.
Yeah,
it's going to cost more. It's going to be cheaper later. I'm going to get a lot more to take.
There
ain't no cost for sure. You don't have to worry about ribis, obviously. Now, what other things? Since we're calling it more of a quasi-sale than a loan, a lot of other halachas that normally apply to a loan will not happen. For example, let's say the kohen borrows the money from you
Shemitah
a year before Shemitah.
Ooh.
And the loan's going to take about 5 years of truma to pay off. The kohen will say, well,
that's it. Shemitah,
it's Shemitah.
Sorry.
That's gone because you're not allowed to collect from me. Remember, what's the problem with Shemitah? I'm not allowed to collect a loan from you.
So
first year I was able to get your truma. Now Shemitah comes along. Now the year after Shemitah, I guess, well, you know, the debt's gone. There's no debt.
No.
You bought it. It's a sale. I gave you the cash, and you have to deliver me the goods.
Yeah.
If I buy something from you, Shemitah doesn't cancel a sale. It cancels a loan. So therefore, ve'ena shvi'is mishametes chovze. The Shemitah does not knock off this quote-unquote loan, because really, he's buying fruit by pre-sale. Now, how about reneging on the deal? Can either one of these parties renege on the deal? Now remember, it's not a loan, it's a sale. So can you renege? V'im ba bala bayis lachser, if the owner of the field wants to renege and say, give me back my money, and I just want my money back, and I'm not buying the fruits from you. Ain't a hose there, he can't go back because it's considered a sale. In other words, you sold it to him, and it's considered a sale. You can't go back on it.
Is there a star for this and everything?
Well, I guess we know that it's for sure happened, okay? In other words, and this is a takonas chachomim, because we want the kohen to keep the money, because we want the guy to have the money. That it's not really the law, because really he could back it up, but we feel bad for the poor guy. Avolim ratzu elu, but if the borrowers, Shalach, who took the money, want to go back, so they could close him, they could go back, because ready know that what kind of acquisition was this? It was just money.
Yes.
And rabbinically, we said it's only a kenyan, we do a meshicha.
Yeah.
So really, really, according to the letter of the law, they could both back out. But since we're concerned for the poor guy, so we don't allow the seller to back out, and the poor guy could technically back out. Now, what if, let's say another scenario, let's say, okay, the guy gives the money, okay, this year I'm going to collect. It's a terrible year. The rain didn't rain. It was terrible. And he already, by the middle of the year, says, you know what? Forget it. I'm not getting anything. I give up hope. There's no crop I'm going to get this year.
Right.
He announces it. He says, forget it.
I'm
miyayish. You could tell he's miyayish. He stops working on the crops, and he just, you know, he's giving up. And
he's
says,
given the money to the kohen.
He gave the kohen the money.
And
he's, but he says, I gave up on the crops.
Yeah.
Now, something strange happens afterwards. Okay. What if Nisyashim and Abam, let's say the owner of the field, he gave up hope of being able to get any crop this year for whatever reasons the crop wasn't going. But then, surprise, surprise, the last minute rains, this, that, bumper crop out of nowhere.
Bumper crop.
Fair.
Guess what? Ain Mafrishon Lay, he cannot take it for this year, even if it grows. Why? Shein mafrishin al avid. You can't separate from that which you can't take the truma on a debt that you had given up hope of collecting.
That's just for that year.
Then you have to do it the following year.
The following year you go back to normal.
Yeah.
I guess so. But you can't collect on this year. You kind of released payment for this year, as it were. Now,
you give regular truma.
Then you have to give regular truma.
And regular meiser.
You give
regular meiser.
You're not really.
Now, if the guy would like to pay you off, he could give it back to you.
So you can give it to him.
If you give it to the coin, and the coin then turns, coin could say, you know, too bad, this year I want it. I'm poor, I need more. But if coin wants to give it back to pay off the debt, could do that.
What happens if it's wiped out and it stays wiped out?
Then that's it. He can't collect.
You keep saying debt.
I mean a sale.
But even
because it really was a loan, but we treat it like a sale. That's just the way we treat it. Now we come back to the what if Mesa coin or a levy? What if the coin levy dies? Right? Oh, ha'ani or the ani, shilum, they're dead.
You know they're dead.
They're dead. You know they're dead. And you didn't finish collecting. And a yachal hafer shalei mechogra, so you can't collect this ware anymore. Until you get permission from the inheritors, because it's like a quasi sale. Because if it was a total loan, the lender couldn't collect at all. But since it's like a quasi sale, so if they give you permission, you're able to collect it. Okay. Because maybe they're, because even though the father agreed for the sale, but maybe they don't agree to the sale. So they could back out of it. However, but there's only one way he can collect, because even though it's like a sale, it's a shtickle like a loan. And what happens for loans, you have to have some property that was leaned against it. And therefore, the only way you can collect from the children, v'ushaniach lahem karka, if the borrower left a little land, afilu molamachta, even if it's as narrow as a thin pinhead's needle. If the borrower left a little land, and that's that little land you can collect. Okay, only left money. Then ein reshus hayerishmos. Then permission of the inheritors will not help, because the guy does not have anything to lean against, because collectible items are not meshubit to collect from. Now, what if the loan was all made through a bezdin? What if the whole procedure was done through a bezdin? What if he lent it through a bezdin? He did it on the condition that he can get money in case he dies or things like that. He went that into condition and he put it into the Bezdin's hands. And you don't need permission from, because once Bezdin did it, doesn't matter, you don't need karka. And that's how the whole, what do you call it? Prusbel works. Remember, for Prusbel, it only works when people barge you if they have a little bit of land.
Yeah.
If they don't have a little land, the whole Prusbel's out. But then we get around that by saying that the Bezdin's collecting it for you, and with the permission of the Bezdin, you don't need that. Now, what if, Heshir, honey, what if the poor guy gets rich? And you know he got rich. He can no longer take that stuff for him, because he's not only, even though you did the loan with a Bezdin and everything, doesn't matter. The guy gets what he gets. In other words, the borrower has it, and he doesn't have to give it back at all, because there's nothing to give back. The condition was to only return it with that stuff, and that's all to get from the miser. And I don't have any miser, Shaney. Even though when he dies, we say what the condition is, but death is likely to happen, but wealth, not likely. So Bezdin never has that in mind. They never have that in mind, and therefore it's an unusual case. You don't get it.
Does that affect this at all?
No. That's part of the risk. You have to realize when you do this, there is a risk involved. If the guy dies or if the guy becomes rich, you kind of not going to be able to collect.
Yeah, but that's not mine.
Okay. Good.